Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have any issues with your car, your truck, your van, you need to bring it in for some service at your favorite shop or favorite dealer, and you want to know what could be wrong with this thing before I bring it in, what am I facing? Why don't you give Dan Burns a call or a text? Dan is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you doing, and how are things happening this past week at Lloyd's?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. And things are great at Lloyd's this week. They're busy and a lot going on, but that seems to be the new nature of the beast, which is a good thing.
No, I think it is.
Yeah.
People need, in many ways, they do need to keep that vehicle running. Not that we always don't, but given not many choices, you know, or these days for a lot of reasons. But, again, Dan has helped us out, our CCO listeners, out for many years here on CCO, getting close to 30, I think. I'm going to give you a number. It's the phone number. It's also the text number. And I urge you, if you do have any kind of a question about your vehicle, don't wait, because Dan takes his leave about 7:45 and Jack Farrell steps in with his wine chat. So call or text as soon as you think of something at 651-461-9226 on CCO's Car Care Show. I was looking at the radar, Dan, and looking at the forecast as well, and it looks like we're going to get, and some people maybe already are, some much-needed rain around here. But with that, especially if there are some downpours, real gushers, a lot of puddles, if you want to call them, that are created. And you and I have talked about this over the years. What can happen if people say, well, I can make it through that? You have no idea how deep that is, do you?
Well, you don't have it. You have no idea how deep it is. And in fact, sometimes even if you do realize how deep it is, people make the attempt to drive through it. And that's generally a pretty bad idea. You know, on many cars nowadays, the air intake, you know, as part of the combustion process, the engine needs air coming into it, and the air intake is down low, you know, near the bottom of the car. And if you go through a big puddle and give your engine a big drink of water instead of air, you can have some really significant engine damage. So driving through a big puddle and taking a big gulp of water with your engine is a really bad idea.
Where can that water end up going in the engine?
Well, it ends up in the combustion chamber. The piston comes up and tries to compress what's supposed to be air. Instead, it's full of water, and with the momentum that the engine has, it comes up, tries to compress the water. It can't. And as a result, something in the process gets bent, like the connecting rod or something like that. And so that's why I say there can be really some significant engine damage. So that's a bad idea. You know, rain is something we just have not had to deal with. And even things as simple as your wiper blades, you need to check and be sure that all that works. And you know, we haven't been driving at night very much anymore, or, you know, recently with the long days. So you need to make sure your headlights and all that sort of stuff work so that you're prepared for the wet weather.
Then, again, you and I have talked about this over the years, too, as far as wiper blades. I think, well, if anybody is like me, I mean, you try to get as much life out of them as you can. But seriously, that's such a, you know, being vision being so important as we drive. How often, because I'm anticipating questions now, as soon as we bring up wiper blades, people say, how often should I change my wiper blades? Is there a rule of thumb in your mind? I know you can change them often, but regularly speaking.
You know, not really. I wouldn't put a timeline on them, but you can keep track of them. And certainly if they start to streak at all, new wiper blades will take care of that. Or more often what happens is slowly over time, they don't clean the window like they used to, and you have this glare that comes through it, especially if you're driving. They don't clean the window like they used to, and you have this glare that comes through it, especially if you're driving at night with the wipers on and a little bit of rain, as the wipers streak across the windshield, it leaves a kind of a haze, and that creates, you know, a vision problem with oncoming headlights and things like that. And as I've aged, it gets even worse. So I think at least once a year, you should put new wiper blades on, but you know, more importantly, I think it's keep an eye on the performance.
Yeah, and you generally speaking, you get what you pay for.
Well, I think that's true. You know, I've tried a whole bunch of different wiper blades. We sell a whole bunch of different wiper blades at Lloyd's, and sometimes the wiper blades from the manufacturer are the ones that work the best and have the best results, but it's also, they're also the most expensive, so you have to measure that a little bit and try some different things. But wiper blades are a big deal, and I agree, you get what you pay for.
All right, here's our phone number. It's also our text number. We're getting those 651-461-9226. Here's one, Dan, a 1990 F-250 with the 5-liter V8, 30,000 miles on it. The best suggestion to remove the spark plugs that have been in there for a long time and are in there pretty tight. I don't know if there's a question there, but
there is. They're famous for not being able to get the spark plugs out. The inside of the spark plug gets carboned up, and if you do a Google search, you'll find a whole bunch of different remedies for this. Some work, some don't, and we have found that one really important thing is to have the engine as hot as you can have the engine when you're taking them out. That helps. Sometimes the night before we're doing the procedure, we'll crack the spark plugs loose because they'll actually crack loose, but then the inside part of the spark plug is stuck in carbon. And so we'll crack them loose and then let them soak with a carburetor cleaner or a carbon, something that'll break down the carbon, and then work on them again in the morning after they've soaked all night in that liquid. But I think the best results we've had is when they're really, really hot. And my other recommendation is if you break one off, it's a big problem, so don't do that. I think my first recommendation would be maybe you want to seek the advice of a professional that is familiar with this and have done a number of them.
Yeah, good advice. Hang on, Dan. We're going to take a quick break. Advising our listeners, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. I know our time is limited with Dan this on Saturday morning. So call us or text us, whatever you prefer, 651-461-9226, CCO's Car Care Show on this Saturday morning. Let me check out the weather. 74 now, maybe raining where you are. Looking at the radar, it looks like there's a lot of rain out there, and we certainly hope we get a bunch of it here in the Twin Cities area. Right now, overcast, 74 on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour, thanks to our friend Dan Burns, who hangs out at a place called Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, exactly on Grand Avenue, where are you guys located?
Well,
Thank you for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We will get you that phone number when Dan takes his leave, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. So any kind of a car care question, by all means, we welcome yours either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Dan, speaking of phones, let's grab a call from Doug, calling from Invergrove, I think, this morning. Doug, what's your question for Dan?
My question is...
Say, Doug, you got your phone. Yeah, now there you go. You had the radio out of the background. Now we're good to go.
Yeah. Okay, I have a Ford 500, the 2005, and I took it up to a automotive mechanic, and he says I would have to take the tank off my car because I have too much sludge or a buildup from too much gas in the car sitting for too long because I only use it on the weekends. It used to be my mom's car, and so I was wondering if there's any other way to do that. It's pretty expensive to do.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's an additive or anything that you're going to be able to add to refresh the gas. I think what he's talking about is the gas has turned into a gel inside the tank, and it must be creating drivability problems where it's, you know, plugging the fuel filter or plugging the fuel injectors or something like that. And I've not heard of an additive that will clean that up and take care of that. And so I think probably the best solution would be to remove the tank. And while it seems like an expensive, ominous job, it probably is, but it's also probably necessary if that's what's happened with the fuel. Now, if the fuel has not gelled or become a problem with drivability, or, you know, if the gas has just deteriorated and is old, then we've done things like use the fuel pump of the car to pump out a significant quantity of that fuel and refresh it with new fuel. You could do things like that. You would disconnect the fuel line somewhere up near the engine area and then bypass the fuel pump relay and keep the fuel pump running, you know, for a period of time, like I say, and pump 5 or 10 gallons of the old gas out and refresh it with new gas. And sometimes that will take care of your problem too. So maybe you should ask them about that. But if the fuel has actually started to get, you know, is not liquid like it's supposed to be anymore, then the only solution is going to be to take the tank out.
I'm going to grab some text messages in a moment, but I think Dale is calling in from Arden Hills. Let's get Dale's call in here. Dale, good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for your program. I always learn a lot from listening to you.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm calling is I have a 2008 Buick LaCerne with a little over 100,000 miles on it. It's running well, but sometimes when I start it up in the morning in the garage, it'll go tick, tick, tick right over where the dash is. And I've taken it to the garage, and it didn't do it in the garage. But once it starts running, you don't hear that tick, tick, tick thing. And it doesn't happen all the time. It just happens periodically. My question is, what's causing that? And should I be concerned?
Well, I think most commonly, if it's a rapid series of ticks, which I think is what you're describing, most commonly, when you start the vehicle, the heating and air system goes through a self-test, and in the process of doing that self-test, all of the blend doors, which are driven by actuator motors, go through a sweep and just to be sure that they're able to function. And I think what's happening is one of your doors, one of your blend doors in your heating and air conditioning system isn't working correctly. Either that motor has broken and is trying to drive the door and not able to do it, or the door itself has gotten stuck somehow and the motor's not able to do it, and for that reason the gear is slipping, and that, and you're hearing that tick 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 of the gear slipping. And the repair process involves, first of all, finding out which servo motor that is that's causing the problem, identifying it, and which sometimes can be a little complicated because sometimes they're buried way up in there behind the dash. But at any rate, find the one that's doing it, and then usually we'll remove the motor itself and see if the door is capable of moving by moving it by hand. And if it is, then usually the repair is to just replace that motor.
All right. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a break, see what that forecast calls for this coming week and the weekend itself. If you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. See what you think of it. 651-461-9226. Back with more car care here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your car care questions. Now, we have text messages, Dan, but I want to pick up on a phone call. Alan, I think, is hanging on the line, calling in from Excelsior this morning. Alan, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
I have an Audi, and I was on my way to get the oil change at a Valvoline station, and the car stopped. I was in the line, and the car stopped dead. Wouldn't turn over, wouldn't do anything. I sat there for an hour. Actually, I was waiting for AAA, and then the car started, so I drove it back home again. There was water or fluid in the radiator, so I don't know what was causing the problem that would cut it out altogether.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough information there to know much about that either. When it was in the state of where it stalled like that, I don't know why that was. I would wonder if the battery went dead or what was going on. But the fact that it wouldn't turn over would tell me that something was going on related to that electrical system. And but without any more information than that, I can't tell you much about it because, but other than, with the fact that it wouldn't crank over at all, would tell me that we got to start at the battery and then, work our way there. But even if there was a problem with the starting system, it doesn't make sense why it would have stalled in the first place, just standing there in line. So I don't know if we've got an electrical connection problem or something like that, but that's going to be a tricky one to get after because, sadly, we're going to have to wait till it acts up again to start doing some diagnostics on it.
If Alan were to bring that into Lloyd's and it's drivable and said, well, can you just check it out? I mean, is there a way to start scanning and just doing some detective work even while it's not intermittently messing up?
Well, probably not, Denny. As you know, that's one of our least favorite words,
yeah.
Intermittent. And yeah. Acts up sometimes because oftentimes we have to experience it before we're able to know where to go with it. And with that experience, I'm not sure that the computer would have had time to set any diagnostic trouble codes. So I'm not sure that I most likely think that so far we would have very little information to go on.
Wow, frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating.
This texter says 2016 Caravan rebuilt transmission now has a vibration at 75 miles an hour, no shimmy in the steering wheel. Do you think it could be an axle or a tire?
Yeah, it could be, and that's where I would start. First thing I would do is take it back to whoever did your transmission and talk to them about what's going on and what, why something has changed. But that very well could be that, that coincidentally a tire or something has is causing a problem. And if the experience is not, you're not feeling it in the steering wheel, then more than likely it's in the rear. And if that's the case, it probably didn't have anything to do with the transmission at all.
Do you and your crews at Lloyd's work on a lot of transmissions as kind of a general rule during the week?
I would say not every week, but for good news is, Denny, that transmissions have become remarkably reliable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there just isn't as many of them to deal with as there used to be. So that's good news.
Yeah, that's why I ask, because you don't really hear about those issues that often like you used to years ago. We talked when we opened up the show about the don't drive through water. I mean, the standing water for sure. But again, we were talking about wiper blades, and a texter said, good morning, thank you for the wonderful car show. With the rain we are expecting, sometimes, texter says, it's hard to see through my windshield, particularly at night, kind of what you referred to. A friend said she uses something called Rain-X. Does this product really work, they ask? Can you recommend something I can use to have clear windows when it rains? I used that, Dan, I don't know, it was a few years ago when I remember whatever car it was. Tony was taking his mother to visit family, and he came back because it had rained on the road. He says, I didn't even have to use the wipers. So it's a process. I mean, you have to follow the directions. Have you used it yourself?
I have not used it personally, and I think that's probably great. And one other thing that I would recommend, Denny, is make sure that your windshield has been cleaned with soap and water. In other words, mix up some Dawn dishwash soap and go out and wash that film off of your windshield. And if you do that, your wipers are going to work much better. You know, just from driving on the road, we get all sorts of road stuff going on. And, you know, sometimes going through just the car wash won't clean that off like it, like if you actually get out there and clean it with a rag and some soap. That'll turn out, it'll clean it much better and take that film off. And then you'll find that the wipers work a lot better too.
You know, that's a good point. It's like a preparation for any job, a painting job or whatever, whatever you're about to undertake. Preparation is the key. And that's a good point. I never really thought about it. It may look clean, but do that. Do the Dawn soap thing. Dan, we're just about out of time, Dan. Let's do this. Let's let folks know who may need the assistance of Lloyd's Automotive. How to get in touch with you guys and the various ways of doing that.
Well, come on over, Denny. As you know, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Dan, thanks so much. I hope you have a good week, and I hope we get some rain. Don't drive through the puddles, and we'll talk next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Denny.
You bet. Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned next for our wine chat with Jack Farrell, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M in the 8 o'clock hour on a Smart Garden Show on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or wherever you get your shows.